to see everybody, and Merry Christmas. Let's all stand. We're going to sing Joy to the World. We're going to sing the first, the second, and the last. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. Amen. Brother, can we open up in a word of prayer, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment to be here, dear God. Thank you for Christmas, dear Father. And thank you for the people that are here, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I know what you are preaching, dear God. Father, the Holy Spirit, preach and teach us, dear Father, and get us home safely. This evening, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Hey, everybody. Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Good to see everyone here tonight. I'm just going to go through some real quick prayer requests. Let's remember all of our bereaved families, the recent and the long-term families, and be praying for them on a regular basis. For our individual requests, let's pray for Brother and Miss Abbott's son, Daniel, his health. He's not feeling well. Just be praying for him, lifting him up in prayer. Pray for Kathy DeGennaro's granddaughter, Kaylee. She has an unspoken request, and the doctors need wisdom in how to treat her depression. She was in the emergency room last Tuesday, and they put her to sleep to check her ulcers, her stomach ulcers. So be praying for her, and be lifting up Haley Threadgill, one of our Master Club kids, who has tested positive for COVID. So be praying for her. She's actually doing pretty well. Her mom had her on Advil. She had some real light symptoms, but anyway, it apparently she had a fever, and the fever was going down with the Advil. Pray for our pastor, Pastor Creed. He has He was being treated for an infection, and just pray for him. He wasn't able to be here tonight, so be lifting him up in prayer. And we got the next best thing. We got his son and family here tonight. Amen. He's going to preach for us. Pray for Sister Sheila Tao as she deals with her mom's loss of her mom, and pray for her and her family as she's spending time with them in the Philippines. And pray for our general requests. Pray for our mission commitments. Remember, you know, God has a lot of things that he wants to do for our missionaries and new missionaries he wants to take on. And so we need to be faithful in the commitments that we make. And pray for the missionaries and the projects that we support and the ones that we're going to support. Pray for our nation and all the chaos. The real need is for people to get saved. Amen. Pray for our church family. Keep praying for our bus ministry. Praise the Lord, the bus is fixed. Whistler, as Bethany calls it, Whistler is sitting outside. Amen. Praise the Lord. Pray for the teens activity overnight, December 28th and 29th. Pray for our Master Club kids, Sunday school. Pray for our church folks as they witness to their one. Pray for our baptistry as we try to get one permanent, more permanent baptistry. Pray for sister churches around the country and the world, especially our pastors in Canada being jailed and believers in Afghanistan being martyred. And pray for our pastors, lost loved ones, first responders, military, nurses, doctors, teachers, students, parents. The recent outbreaks of the flu and COVID has closed a lot of public schools. Pray for Winchester, Woodlawn, Salisbury Baptist. They have folks with COVID and ministry in the Lord. Pray for the churches without pastors that they would be able to continue their ministry and the Lord would lead them to the right pastor. Pray for Lighthouse Baptist Church in Lemon Grove that needs a pastor. Westside Baptist Church in Laurinburg, North Carolina needs a pastor. And pray for that Filipino Baptist Church in Norfolk, Virginia that has a church split. And pray for peace, healing, and that the ministry may not be destroyed and that the Holy Spirit would work in people's hearts. Amen. And people would yield to the Holy Spirit. Pray for folks traveling for Christmas, folks in Kentucky suffering from the tornadoes, and pray for folks in the southern parts of the Philippines suffering from typhoons. And with that, are there any revisions or additional requests? Anybody? Anybody have anything? No? Okay. I'm sorry. Brother Martley, would you like to pray for us, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment to come to you and pray, dear Lord Jesus. We love you, dear Lord. And pray for people that are traveling during Christmas season, dear God. And also those poor people, dear God, in Kentucky and other parts of the area, dear Father, suffering tremendously from the typhoon, tornado, dear Lord. I pray, dear Father, that they see you through this, dear Father, and rest upon your promises. Heavenly Father, there are people prepared for that one young teenager with COVID, dear Father, with Master's Club. I pray for healing, dear Father, and strength through that, dear Father. Just put your hand upon them, dear God. Pray for our pastor, dear God, who's at home with a viral infection, dear God.
Amen.
Let's bless him, dear Father, and heal him up for us, dear Father, so we can see him again this coming Sunday. And Heavenly Father, about that church, dear church that I visited several times, Philippine Independent Baptist Church, going through a tremendous church split there. It really breaks my heart to see that's happening right before my eyes, dear God. I pray deep that situation, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, once again, come to you asking you. Thank you, God, for the praise that the Abbots are back, Father, quarantine from that COVID, dear Father. They've been a blessing to us, dear God. And I pray for all these people, dear Father, that no one mentioned on what's on their heart, dear God. That's answer their prayer. And Lord, we just love your scriptures always. That shows your promises and remind us, dear Father, that you answer prayer. Bless the preaching and teaching this evening, dear God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Just want to have a few ushers come. We're going to take an offering this evening. So just a few men come. Darren, can you please pray for the offering?
Dear Lord, bless the offering and the giver, Lord. Thank you for this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. All right, well, I want to just take a few minutes. We want to open the floor. We'll see any praises, any Christmas wishes or anything. Brother Darian has a mic, so if you could, if you want, please feel free to raise your hand and talk, but please wait till he comes to you with the mic.
One second.
Any Christmas wishes or any praises?
No.
Christmas wishes or any praises? That's all.
That's all right. I don't mean that. Like, praise the Father, we are going to be grandparents again.
Amen.
Amen.
Miss Anita?
Archie's a priest.
Christmas is a special blessing, but I have to say the best Christmas I had was the first Christmas after Beth was born.
Amen.
Because then I began to understand from God's point of view how much He loves us and how important we are to Him. And just as an aside, I was in a cantata and sang a solo holding Beth as the baby Jesus. So she played baby Jesus when she was just a few months old. But that year especially, it just opened my eyes to the kind of love that the Lord really has for us. And it was just, so Christmas is a blessing.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Ms. Dawn?
Yeah, I just have to say also, my first Christmas with Christ was 1997. And that was, I got saved in January of 97. And it was a whole new meaning to me because growing up, I didn't celebrate Christmas because my Jehovah's Witness background. So I remember my husband, not yet my husband, put up my first Christmas tree for me, and my reaction was not what he wanted because it really didn't mean anything to me because of my past. But God showed me through the years that we can make memories and all of these things that we have. We see the lights, we see the trees, we see the presents, and yes, that's good, but our true meaning is to know Christ.
Yep.
And to have Him as our Savior. That is worth Him being born, and more than that, He died, and He rose again for us, so I just praise God for Him and for saving me all those years ago.
Amen. Anyone else? All right, thank you, Brother Darian. As a pastor asked tonight, who's going to sing special? So we have two. I'm going to sing one, and then after Miss Anita's going to sing another one. Hang on one second. We're having a few technical difficulties, which, you know, as many of you know, is not abnormal here. We always have something go wrong.
Thank you.
I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. There's a little manger scene down on 3rd and Main. I must have walked right by it 1,000 times, but I see it now in a different light. 'Cause I know you are there. And I wonder, are you kneeling with shepherds before him now? Can you reach out and touch his face? Are you part of that glorious holy night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like. Is the snow falling down on the streets of gold? Are the mansions all covered in white? Are you singing with angels, silent night? I wonder what Christmas in heaven is like.
I had talked about Pastor about that song, and it began to think, as I thought about it, I think of those that we know that have gone before. We think of Brother Tony, who we just lost this past year, Mr. Maine, Miss Sheila, or I'm sorry, Miss Shirley, and then I think of Miss Sheila, who lost her mom. Just thinking of those that we have lost that are spending Christmas in heaven, just imagining what it's like. All right, if you could please, we're going to stand. We're going to sing one more hymn. We're going to sing the first Noel. Let's all stand.
The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
Noel, 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 Noel.
both stop and stay right over the place where Jesus lay. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Then entered in wise men three, full reverently upon their knees, and offered there in his presence their gold and myrrh and frankincense. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Then let us all in one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord, who hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath bought. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
You may be seated.
Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. God the Father gave his Son, gave his own beloved one to this wicked, sinful earth to bring mankind his love, new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to die that man might live, came to earth new life to give. Born of Mary, born so low many years ago. God the Father gave his Son, gave his own beloved one to this wicked, sinful earth to bring mankind his love, new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know Christ the Savior lives today.
Well, as Brother Tim stated, make sure I say your name right. As Brother Tim stated earlier, our pastor's homesick with a viral infection. So he's unable to be here tonight, but we do have his son, Pastor Pat Creed III. So he is going to come and preach for us. Pastor Pat, it's all yours.
Matthew chapter 1. Good to see you here this evening.
It's good to be here. Amen?
Amen.
I didn't forget how to get here. It's just everything looks different. And so I'd ask my wife, is this the turn? I feel bad. The trees have been cut down and buildings have been built. But it's good to be here. Thank you so much for being here this evening. I want to stop before I begin. And I want to say thank you so much for taking care of my father and my mother. And you do not know what it means to me as
their son that a church would take care of my father and my family. And I want to say thank you so much for doing that. How many of are here that are under 20 years old? How many of you here under 20? Raise your hand. Very good. Under 20? Yeah, I see some adults wishing they were. Very good, very good. Hey, teenagers, stand up. If you're a teenager, if you are 19, 13 through 19, I promise I'm not going to ask if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend. I promise I won't do that. Very good, very good. Look around. I want you to look just a second. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You may see. I want to thank you for being here on a Friday night. You could be anywhere in the world. And tonight, you're in church. And this church, they don't even have church on Friday night, but you are in church. And I want to say, bravo, thank you so much for being here. Matthew chapter 1, as we look at the greatest story ever told, and it's still the greatest story to tell. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, the Bible says, let's all stand as for the reading of the Word of God. The Bible says in verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Stop just a minute. Understand that she was espoused. She was not married. Understand she was pure. That's a lost characteristic today.
Yeah,
it is realistic, young person. It is realistic to keep yourself pure.
Amen.
In fact, the Bible teaches us, and God's desire is that you keep yourself pure. Young men, I want you to know, she doesn't belong to you. She belongs to God.
Amen.
Keep yourself pure. Keep your hands off her. Isn't it wonderful to see Joseph in this time and see, understand that there was a difference with this young man. He decided that he was going to be pure. Can you imagine if they messed that up? If Joseph and Mary thought, boy, it's just not realistic. If Joseph thought, you know what? Everybody else is doing it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Well, it's not so bad. We can stop anytime we want. I'm telling you, he decided, he said, I'm gonna stay pure. I'm going to do it God's way. And listen to me, young person, God's way is always best.
Yes.
Amen.
And God's way is purity.
Amen.
And isn't it amazing, we see here a couple, God looks down at Joseph and Mary and says, I'm going to use them. They kept themselves pure.
That's right. Amen.
Isn't that wonderful? And we see, as it goes on, the Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to put her, make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Now think about that. Joseph's been doing everything right. He wasn't perfect, but he kept himself pure, and he wanted to do what's right. He wanted to do it God's way. And then all of a sudden, his fiance comes to him and says, hey, I'm expecting a child. Say what? wait a minute. We're supposed to be married. What do you mean? And she says, look, this is the Messiah. Don't you think there was a little bit of doubt there? Absolutely. But what a just man he was. He said, "He says, I'm not going to make you a public example." He could have, by the way. He could have been mean. He could have been ugly. And he could have made her a public example. But he decided not to. And then he put away privately. Look at verse number 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Let's stop there for a second. Let's cover this doctrine. Understand, she was a virgin.
That's right, brother. Amen. Amen.
The Jesus Christ was virgin born.
That's right.
I mean, she stayed pure. What happened? The Holy Ghost came upon her and was conceived. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Ghost. If that didn't happen, young people, listen to this. If that didn't happen, then we would have a Jesus that was of man.
That's right.
He was not of man. Amen. He was of God. Amen. And God came as flesh and dwelt among us, and there was a purpose that he came. Let's read on. The Bible says in verse 21, and we'll stop here. The Bible says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name," all caps, read with me, ready? "Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins." I want to talk to you for just a short time tonight on this thought, more than a baby. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time. I pray that you help us now as we look at your word. Be with us. Speak through your word. Do what I cannot do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. The story is told on December a day in 1903. The Wright brothers. I mean, have you heard of the Wright brothers? They still teach the Wright brothers in history. I don't know. The Wright brothers, the first in flight. If you look back at our license plate on our van, it'll say North Carolina, first in flight. And Kitty Hawk, that's right, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The Wright brothers, they flew for the first time. Amazing. And they actually, when something happened, they sent back a telegram to their sister, Catherine. And it said this, it said, "We have actually flown 120 feet. We'll be home for Christmas." Catherine was so excited that she took that to the local newspaper. The local newspaper, the editor glanced at it and said, "Oh, how nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He missed the whole message. Isn't it something that we can go through Christmas time? We can go through the month of December. We go past Thanksgiving. That's when we start singing Christmas songs. Amen? Now, I sing before Thanksgiving. But we start singing Christmas songs after Thanksgiving. We go through the shopping time and we get to the New Year's time and we forget the main message. It's the greatest story ever told. It's the greatest story still to tell. How many of you believe that Jesus is the reason for the season?
Amen.
I believe, I go a step further, I believe Jesus is the reason for every season.
Amen.
He's the reason for every season. Now you go through seasons of your life and they're not always lights and tinsel and Christmas trees. And sometimes they're valleys and they're hard times. But I still want you to know Jesus is the reason for that season too. Jesus is the reason for every season. Let's not miss the reason for every season. Let's not miss the importance of Christmas. The main message is about the Messiah. We see his name mentioned in verse 20. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream." I'm sorry, it's verse 21. We'll get there. "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and he shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus." J-E, Jehovah. S-U-S, our Savior. Jehovah is our Savior. You get that? Everybody know how to spell Jesus? Very good. J-E, Jehovah. S-U-S, our Savior, Jehovah God, the covenant God, is our Savior.
Amen.
That's the name. And we see that it's the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God help us when that name becomes a cuss word in our society. When that name is tried to be quieted and pushed aside. But Jesus should be the name out front. Amen. Jesus. How many of you have a name? Anybody have a name in here? How many of you have a middle name? Very good. Very good. How many of you got to pick your name? Anybody got to pick your name? Huh? Nobody got. How many? Somebody else picked your name. Amen. I heard about the lady. Heard about the single mom who got in a car accident. She was expecting, and she got in a car accident. She was in a coma. And bad situation. And while she was in a coma, she delivered a baby, but it ended up being twins, and they were healthy. And she was still in the coma for a month after she delivered the babies. And when she woke up, the doctor gave her the news that their babies were okay, and she was going to be okay, and she had some recovering to do. But you gave birth a month ago, and your babies are healthy. And she said, babies? Yeah, they're twins. Twins? She said, yeah, there's one boy and one girl. And she said, I didn't have names for twins. She goes, don't worry, your brother named them. Your brother named them. I said, well, no, you don't understand. My brother's not all there. You don't understand. Oh, yeah, I understand. I understand now. I said, what did my brother name them? And the doctor said, well, name the girl Denise. I said, what a beautiful name. I love that name. It's not so bad. What did he name the boy? Well, he named the boy the nephew. That's coming. It's a progressive joke. It gets there. Denise and the nephew, amen. How important are names? We have a young couple up here that you have a beautiful child. The name we call him Archie. It's Archibald, right?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Did you know that that was the name before going in? I mean, you knew that that was going to be my firstborn. That's going to be. Did you know that?
I think she chose that name.
She chose the name. Did you knew, like when you were 5 years old, that your firstborn child? Is that how it worked?
Oh no.
No. It took a little while. Yeah, thinking. The process. How many of you know the your couple? You had a child. The process of choosing a name can be stressful. Why, Pastor Creed? Why? Because sometimes you see a name and you're like, well, I know somebody with that name, and I don't want to call him that name. why is that? Because a name is not just letters, but a name is a testimony, and that's something. See, we have Jesus Christ is the name above all names. And as he lived on this earth, we can see the testimony of Jesus Christ fulfill that name as Jehovah, our Savior. We see his name, but we also see his nature. His nature, let's look at verse 21 again. The Bible says, and he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people. Now think with me what's going on here. From Malachi, if you know what Malachi is. Malachi is the Old Testament. Matthew is the New Testament. Malachi? Old Testament. New Testament is? Matthew. Very good. So we have Malachi, Matthew. Between those two books is 400 years. We call the silent years. Now they know that a Messiah is going to come, but there has to be some patience. How many of you know there were people that passed away in that time of 400 years? They were still waiting for the Messiah. When is the Messiah going to come? Now, during that time, how many of you know how many laws there were for the Jews in that time? Anybody know? 613. Not just 10 commandments. How many of you can quote the 10 commandments, right? They're not just 10 commandments. We think we're good when we can quote the 10 commandments. But these children knew every law, 613 of them. Isn't that something? Wow. You see, not only was his nature supreme, but the need was great. Our need is great. See, that 613 laws didn't point to Jesus Christ. Amen. It taught us and taught them how sinful they were. Mm-hmm.
How many of you keep all the laws of this land? How many of you have a warrant out for your arrest right now? Anybody? Yeah, how many drove tonight and you kept the law of the land all the way here? Anybody? No. Don't say a word, Miss Tiffany Creed. That's my wife. We don't keep. Why? We see the law there. There's a law there. And we're guilty of that law. By the way, when you break one part of that law, you break the whole law. And so Galatians tells us that the law is our school teacher to teach us that we are sinful and in the need of a Savior. And so think with me, here's where they are. These people, the Jews, are in captivity and they're obeying these laws knowing they need a Messiah. But they have to have a Messiah that is spotless.
Amen.
They have to have a Lamb that is pure. And so when the angel says he shall save his people from their sins, understand his nature. He had to be the spotless Lamb of God.
Amen.
Sent for his people, the needy, the sinful, the people that are sinful, the needy, they're sitting in this room right now.
Amen.
They're standing behind this pulpit right now. And the Messiah that came, now watch, the Jews thought he was coming to take care of the people that had captured them, the Romans.
Exactly.
The Jews thought, oh, the Messiah was going to come and rescue them from their captives, but he was coming to rescue them from their true captive, which is sin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sin, where is thy what? Sting. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? There's no victory and no sting and no victory for the grave, no sting for sin anymore, because the Messiah has come and the Messiah has conquered that death and sin for us. And that's the greatest story ever told. That story that an angel one night came down and presented to a questioning man named Joseph. The story that Jesus had come. Jesus was coming to save his people from their sin is the greatest story ever told, because he's more than a baby. He's more than a baby. We celebrate this year the coming of the Messiah. So much more than a baby Jesus in a manger. But here's the challenge. So Pastor Creed, that's all truth, that's all facts. What's the challenge here? How many of you have candy canes hanging from your Christmas tree right now? Anybody? Yeah, how many of you like candy canes? Anybody? How many would like a candy cane right now? You better hurry up, because I think Walmart's closing early tonight. There was a candy maker a long time ago who wanted to do something to present this greatest story ever told. And he began to make the candy cane. He made it hard, hard candy, because he wanted to show that Christ is the Rock of Ages. You know, it's shaped in a J. Or a shepherd's staff, to show the name Jesus is important and that he is our great shepherd. One of the most important attributes of that candy cane is the red stripe that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. See, the birth of Jesus, there was a purpose to that birth, to die for you, to die for me. As we celebrate the birth, it's a wonderful thing, but there's a purpose to it. But then there's, if you look at the candy cane, there's also three thin red lines. Those three thin red lines represent the beating that Jesus took on our behalf. The stripes that he bore for you. When you look at that candy cane, you see that red line, you see the three red lines, those were yours. Those were yours. We also see, and as you taste the candy cane, it's a delicious taste. I like the peppermint taste, but hyssop, it's similar to hyssop. Hyssop is the mint family and was used in the Old Testament for purification and sacrifice. And this candy maker said, I'm going to make something that in every aspect, when someone looks at it, in every aspect, it points to Jesus Christ. Wow. When God made us in his image, he made us to point to Jesus Christ. So here's the application. We have the greatest story ever told. Why can't we point to Jesus? Why can't every aspect of our life be about Jesus Christ, the Messiah? That's the decision we have to make. Let us pray. Lord, we love you. And we thank you for the Messiah, for the Savior of this world. Lord, we thank you for salvation full and free. I pray that you help us now. As your sons and daughters, as your children, I pray that we would point to you in everything we say, in everything we do. We would be true ambassadors of Jesus Christ. With heads bowed and eyes closed, I wonder if there's anybody here who says, Pastor Creed, if I were to die tonight, if I didn't even make it to Christmas, I wonder if I'd be in heaven. I don't know that for sure. I sure would like to. No one's looking around. It's just me. Me and God. Would you let me pray for you? Say, Pastor Creed, that's me. I don't know if I die, I go to heaven. I'm raising my hand. Would you pray for me? How many say, Pastor Creed, I know I'm going to heaven. I'm raising my hand. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. I'm raising my hand. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Tonight was a message of surrender. So what are you holding back? What's that one area of your life? You've given Sundays to Jesus. You've given Wednesday nights to Jesus. You've given Christmas time to Jesus. But what area of your life have you not surrendered to him? I say, tonight is a night where you can say, I surrender all, and every part of my life is going to be about Jesus Christ. It's going to be about this message. I want to point people to him. Have you done that? Have you made that decision? Not look back. Lord, thank you for the application of your word. How true it is. Lord, help us. Help us to surrender all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's all stand with heads bowed and eyes closed. There's an altar here. The piano will play. And as the piano plays, if God spoke to your heart, why don't you come? Business with him.